European luxury cars for sale.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Ford's putting Jaguar and Land Rover on the auction block today, and the company may get as many as six opening bids. The buyers will come from a list of private equity firms and car makers. Cerberus Capital Management may make an offer. This firm bought Chrysler in May. Among car makers looking at Jaguar and Land Rover is Tata Motors, the biggest car maker in India. There's also talk of an offer from Hyundai of South Korea and speculation of a bid from a Chinese car company. Stock market was worried yesterday about subprime mortgages and poor earnings. The Dow fell from a record, losing 53 to 13,918. The S&P was down 3 points at 1546, and the NASDAQ lost 13 to 2699. Overnight in Asia, mining companies led the markets higher. In Europe, the story is technology. We had strong earnings from the software maker SAP, and mobile phone company Vodafone posted higher sales. British stocks are up for the first time in 4 days, and it could be a higher opening for Wall Street. Last night's earnings from IBM were better than expected. Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl was murdered in Pakistan in 2002. Now his widow is suing Pakistan's biggest bank. Marianne Pearl claims Habib Bank knowingly funded the terrorist who killed her husband. But what are the chances she'll win her case? Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Whatever the outcome, it may not be known for years. Lawsuits are still working their way through U.S. courts involving banks that allegedly helped fund the 9/11 attacks. Attorney Nathan Lewin successfully sued a U.S.-based Islamic charity for involvement in the Hamas murder of a young American citizen in the Middle East. He says banks are more formidable opponents than charities.
Because the banks, obviously, with a lot of money at stake, hire first-rate lawyers who raise defenses based on questions of whether the banks, A, were actually involved, B, whether they knew where the money was going. I mean, it's not an easy case to establish.
Let alone to win. Lewin says Marianne Pearl's lawyers must prove the bank knew it was funding a terrorist group that would harm American citizens. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Sweeping patent reform legislation goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee today. A similar bill got through the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. The consequences are huge for all kinds of American companies and for academics. Jeremy Hobson reports from Washington.
One side is led by pharmaceutical giants and biotech companies. It favors severe penalties for infringing on patents. The other side, made up largely of high-tech companies, fears frivolous patent lawsuits will stifle innovation. Steve Elmendorf lobbies for the Coalition for Patent Fairness.
It's millions and millions of dollars. It's being spent on lawsuits and lawyers that could be better spent doing other things.
Both sides are spending millions lobbying Congress. So a nearly unanimous vote in the House Judiciary Committee yesterday was a big deal.
All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed by saying no.
The ayes had it, and the vote was a win for high tech. Stanford Law Professor Mark Lemley says the issue is vital to America's future.
In the global economy of the 21st century, innovation and creativity are our competitive advantage. And so if we get this wrong, the consequences could be pretty dramatic.
In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Maverick airline Virgin America starts selling tickets today. Inaugural flights will take off August 8th from New York and L.A. Fares start at just $139 one way. Virgin's promise is to pamper without paying to sit in first class. Coach passengers get leather seats, 9-inch TV screens, and video games. Paying for first class will still get you the perks, like sitting in a massage chair.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Mended Hearts to provide online and hospital support to newly diagnosed heart disease patients. You can learn more at MendedHearts.org. And by American Public Media's weekly program, Speaking of Faith. Starting July 19th, Krista Tippett explores the ethics of eating with author Barbara Kingsolver, speakingoffaith.org.
Running an independent coffee shop in New York City is tough. Corporate coffee houses are going up all over town. From WNYC in New York, Lisa Chow finds out what the independents are doing to survive.
Cafe owner Clemente Valguaneta is feeling the squeeze. There are several Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts within a mile of his East Village cafe, and the number's growing. His revenues were down 15% this year. He worries about losing his lease, which is up for renewal in 2 years. It doesn't help that some people use his place like a waiting room instead of a cafe. He points to one man.
He always comes here. He goes in the back room. And he read the newspaper, bring his own water, stays a couple hours, and then he leaves without buying nothing.
And then there are the ones who sit with their laptops for hours. Valguaneta says, forget hiding the electrical outlets. It doesn't work.
I saw people going behind my kitchen to plug the phone, to plug computers, to plug anything they can because they think they're entitled to do it.
Ines Muiz is a writer. He prefers Valguaneta's cafe to Starbucks because the ambiance, patrons, and staff are cooler. Plus, the coffee is cheaper. He's been coming for 2 years. He stays for about 6 hours almost every day.
I actually bring business into the place. I have tons of friends who come by. They get stuff. They like the place. They start hanging out. So it's actually kind of narrow-minded if you conceive of my economic value as just that $10 a day.
Valguaneta's average customer spends just $2.50. He's had to sell different sandwiches and pastries to bring more income in, but he still has had to start a second job to keep the cafe going. As corporate coffee chains tighten their grip on New York, the independents are changing tactics. They're selling food and alcohol. Some are adopting table service and setting minimum spending rules. They're even taking the cushions off their chairs. New Yorkers aren't about to give up coffee, and there's a large section of the coffee-drinking public that will gravitate to more eclectic, independent cafes that inspire creativity. The issue for the cafes is how to keep that creativity turning over. In New York, I'm Lisa Chow for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.